Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell. My name's Matthew Kidman, and we are going to review the reporting season. The 12 months to June 30, it's all over. We know all the numbers now. There were some terrific results, big responses, and some terrible ones, terrible responses. And to discuss some of the stocks, I've got Chris Stott from 1851 Capital and James Gerrish from Market Matters. Start with you, James. Panasonic, it struggled through last year. This year, bang, everyone didn't expect anything. It was up 15% on day one. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, it's a hold for me, Matt. I think that was the key to the result. The expectations were low. So obviously FY21 was a difficult year. It's hard to get into hospitals to sell things and install things, but I think the revenue is delayed rather than lost. So it's a hold for me, but a buy at lower levels.
Chris, it shot out of the gates, had that big surprise. It's come back a little bit. Great growth story in the long term. Buy, hold, or sell Nanosonics?
Hold. Stock has run too hard on short covering on the back of a result and a new product announcement, which people have been waiting a couple of years for. So, again, with James, look to buy it at lower levels.
Okay. Woohoo! The best report of the whole season. Up 55% before it peeled back a bit. WiseTech, software, logistics around the globe. Chris, buy, hold, or sell?
Sell. Stock's run too hard. It's expensive on all metrics, Matthew. Again, you say one of the standout results of reporting season, but a heavy component of short covering, I think, in that name too, in the shorter term. So, again, look to buy it at lower prices.
James, the margins went bang. Can you push back on Chris and give it a buy, hold, or a sell?
I'll keep it as a hold, Matt. I think, obviously, FY21 was great and the guidance for FY22 was really strong. Organic growth rates are really ramping up, but, you know, that's all captured in the price around $48. So it's a hold for me.
Okay. Something is it a bubble? Or is it for real? Redbubble, designs for everything you want, cups, T-shirts, school cases. James, we'll go with you. Buy, hold, or sell?
I think it's a buy here, Matthew. I think, you know, the marketplace seems to be working. So it's working because it's getting more customers on it, and that's attracting more merchants, which gives more variety, and that's leading to more multiple purchases. So after a tough 21, I think 22 looks better, so it's a buy.
Chris, it's been a volatile relationship between Redbubble and the market. They're in love, then they're out of love. They're in love, out of love. Guess what? They've fallen back in love. Buy, hold, or sell?
Sell. 79 times PE is too expensive for us. We think there's better value elsewhere. They missed their earnings more recently, and the guidance underwhelmed to an extent, being a reinvestment year on the cost side of things. So sell for us.
Okay, Chris, staying with you. We're all at home. We're all buying electronics, fridges, lounges, whatever you want, and you can definitely get all that stuff at Kogan, but it's been out of favour, too much inventory recently. Buy, hold, or sell?
Sell. Again, we think there's got an inventory issue still that will remain for a little while longer, perhaps longer than what people are expecting. They're cycling high comps, benefit at the moment from being locked down, but as soon as where the economy reopens, the comps should normalise back down, so sell.
James, it's virtually halved this stock. It was a market darling. And it's halved and it's still falling even after the result. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, I think it's a buy, Matt, around $11 here. Obviously, they stuffed up in FY21. There's no doubt about it. They got too bullish on the demand for their products. And when you have a heap of inventory, it's hard to store it, costs money, and they've obviously had to try and move it through sales. So I think that's a lesson for them. And I think going out into 22, that aggressive stance towards growth will eventually pay dividends. So it's a buy at these levels around $11.
One of the big stories of the reporting season was cost inflation, especially for the mining sector, mining services. Monadelphous got whacked right between the eyes. Buy, hold or sell, James?
Yeah, it's a hold here, and we do hold this stock. I was disappointed with the result. Strong top line, but weak profit. And that wasn't the case throughout the mining services. There were some that had that influence and some that didn't. So I'm a hold here on those cost pressures. So we need to see some more evidence that they've started to dissipate.
Chris, it was surprising in the sense that commodity prices are strong everywhere. So you would have thought mining services companies do well, but the border lockdowns and people movement restrictions really hit Monadelphous. Buy, hold or sell?
Hold, Matthew. As you said, cost pressures aren't going away anytime soon. They delivered a below par result versus expectations in the last few weeks, but reluctant to put a sell on it given that the management team are probably one of the best management teams in the business in that mining services space. So hold for now.
Okay, let's get positive again. Let's get away from these falling stocks. What, Chris, we'll start with you. What was one absolute cracker that caught your eye and we can comfortably buy because we know it's doing very well at the moment?
Nick Scali, the furniture retailer. So we think this one certainly delivered a record result, record profits, record dividend that flew well under the radar from a share price perspective. It's fairly flat. The outlook we think is as good as we've ever seen it. For Nick Scali, one of the best retailers in the country running the business, Anthony Scali, has done this for well over 20 or 30 years. They flagged to the market their interest in the Plush asset, which they may or may not purchase. If they do, it'll be earnings accretive going forward. So we think there's certainly scope for M&A activity as well as earnings to surprise on the upside in our opinion. So we think that's a buy.
James, is there something else that excited you during reporting season that we all should be looking at?
Well, I think I'm probably going to get shot from viewers here, but Whitehaven Coal, obviously it's been on the nose for the last couple of years, but their result, while the operationally and financially 21 wasn't great, it's looking good for 22. And I think that the thing that caught my eye in this result was around debt and their de-gearing of their balance sheet. They say if coal prices stay where they are, they'll be debt-free by the second half of 22, which I think is a really strong outcome. It reminds me of Fortescue Metals when they had debt problems and then they got a really strong commodity price tailwind. So Whitehaven Coal is a stock to buy for mine.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good environment to be picking stocks. If you enjoyed that show as much as I did, why don't you subscribe to the Livewire YouTube channel?
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.